Massachusetts lawmakers are crafting legislation that would allow gay and lesbian couples to enter into civil unions that would fall just short of marriage. One of those bills is being considered today in response to last month's ruling by the state's Supreme Judicial Court. The 4-3 decision said the state's ban on gay and lesbian marriage is unconstitutional. The question remains, though, will a civil union law satisfy the court? NPR's Anthony Brooks reports.
The answer is yes, maybe, or an emphatic no, depending upon who you ask. Both the Massachusetts House and Senate are preparing bills that would give gay and lesbian couples all the benefits, rights, and responsibilities of marriage. It just wouldn't be called marriage. Recent polls suggest a majority of Massachusetts voters believe that same-sex marriage should be legalized. But that doesn't help a group of cautious lawmakers grappling with an historic court decision with national implications.
This is the most difficult issue that I have wrestled with since I have walked into this building.
Eugene O'Flaherty is a Democratic state rep and chairman of the Joint Judiciary Committee, through which any civil union bill would have to pass. In his oak-paneled office, he speaks for many in the statehouse about the vexing challenge that the state's high court handed lawmakers last month. The court gave the legislature 6 months to take such action as it may deem appropriate in light of the opinion. O'Flaherty, along with much of the Democratic leadership in the House and Senate, says a civil union law represents a fair compromise on a divisive issue.
Maybe marriage is a little too far, a little too fast. Unlike the courts, we have to be aware of backlash, both political backlash, social backlash, and cultural backlash, that could actually take a movement and bring it backwards as opposed to moving it forward.
But State Senator Jarrett Barrios, another Democrat who applauds last month's decision as an unambiguous victory for gays and lesbians, says such a law would be unconstitutional.
The court was clear in its decision. Any bill for civil unions or domestic partners or anything less than marriage will be found to be in violation of our Constitution.
Barrios says the opinion simply offers lawmakers a chance to make the marriage statutes gender neutral, in effect to implement the court's ruling. And he says the decision gives gays and lesbians the right to wed no matter what.
Whether we act or not, after 180 days, the decision will go into effect. That's clear.
There's agreement on that point from the other side of the political spectrum. Representative Philip Travis, a conservative Democrat, is opposed to same-sex marriage. But he, too, says the court's decision is clear.
I've read it 3 or 4 times through and personally believe that the option of marriage to gay and lesbian couples is there in the decision. There's no wiggle room in my position.
So Travis is sponsoring a constitutional amendment that would define marriage as a union between a man and a woman. Republican Governor Mitt Romney supports such an amendment, which would be subject to approval by the legislature and then by voters in 2006. Travis says this would allow citizens, instead of what he calls an activist court, to set policy.
It's what the people of Massachusetts want. They're saying, let me vote on the issue. Let me let democracy work under our state constitution. And that's what I've been about during this whole process.
But in fact, the state's Supreme Judicial Court, the SJC, will have more to say about this. As House and Senate leaders craft their compromise bills, they've asked the court for guidance in the form of an advisory opinion. Judiciary Committee Chairman Eugene O'Flaherty favors a law that defines marriage as the union between a man and a woman, but that would also provide to same-sex couples, as the court requires, the protections, benefits, and obligations of civil marriage.
I would hope that the SJC would come back and say that that is a proper course for the legislature to take.
Harvard law professor and constitutional expert Lawrence Tribe believes the court did not include the option of a separate but equal civil union track. But Tribe says maybe, just maybe, lawmakers could sway the court, which split 4-3 over last month's historic decision.
It may be that if the legislature really does an excellent job of completely paralleling everything about marriage except the name, maybe even calling it civil marriage rather than civil union, it's conceivable to me that perhaps not all 4 members of the majority would find that satisfactory. One would. And if one would, that's all it would take, because it's a 4-3 opinion.
Legislative leaders seeking compromise would welcome that. One observer said, with its decision last month, the high court handed lawmakers a legislative grenade with the pin pulled. Lawmakers are now hoping the court can help them avoid what could become a divisive fight in the culture wars. Anthony Brooks, NPR News, Boston.